Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Trux covering, for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Klaus out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to third. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Carrasquel moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Dropo moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Parnell moves to second. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parnell moves to third. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball four. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aganez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field. Stevens picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stevens. Niemann scores. Lawler moves to third. Rivera moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field. Niemann picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Niemann. Jensen moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dropo hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trucks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aganez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Aganez reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aganis scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-2 in the game. Klaus is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trux hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-2 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trux fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall pinch runs for Mel Parnell. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-3 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to third. Goodman moves to second. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Pearsall scores. Goodman moves to third. Stevens moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aganis hits a fly ball towards right. Rivera catches it and throws to first to double up Williams. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Hurd now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-3 in the game. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Niemann is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Zovchin pinch hits for Tom Hurd. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Siski now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops it up and throws to first, with Siski covering, for the out. Rivera moves to third. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The slide. White applies the tag. Rivera is out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Consuegra covering, for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.